This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Human error may have played a role in the deadly drone strike this weekend on U.S. troops in Jordan, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Two officials say the report suggests American forces at the small base may have mistaken the enemy drone for a U.S. one and let it go unchallenged. The strike killed three soldiers and wounded more than 40 others.
We are still assessing what happened and how a one-way attack drone was able to impact the facility.
Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh. The incident leaves President Biden with a delicate balancing act, while his administration believes Iran was behind the attack.
We are not looking for a war with Iran.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. The president's been meeting with national security advisors to discuss potential retaliation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The militant Palestinian group Hamas fired a barrage of rockets at Tel Aviv and nearby cities on Monday, displaying long-range firepower after weeks of relative quiet in central Israel, though there was no reports of casualties. Hamas, which runs the Gaza Strip, claimed responsibility for the attacks. Israel's military said 15 rockets had been fired, of which six were intercepted. An Israeli document spells out allegations against a dozen UN employees the country says took part in U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas's October 7th assault. The document claims seven stormed into Israeli territory, including one who participated in a kidnapping and another who helped to steal a soldier's body. The allegations against staffers with the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees prompted Western countries to freeze funds vital for the body, which is a lifeline for desperate Palestinians in Gaza. This is VOA News. Brazilian federal police on Monday searched properties linked to Carlos Bolsonaro, a son of former far-right President Jair Bolsonaro, as part of a probe into suspected illegal spying on political foes during his father's term, two sources said. Carlos Bolsonaro, a Rio de Janeiro city councilor, was already facing a Supreme Court investigation for allegedly running a fake news factory from within the presidential palace. He has previously denied any wrongdoing. The Malawi government and the World Health Organization launched a new COVID-19 vaccination campaign, partly in response to new cases confirmed in the past 3 weeks in several districts across the country. Lamek Messina reports from Blantyre.
Malawi's Minister of Health says the new vaccination campaign will help boost the number of people getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccination rates in some areas of Malawi are as low as 40%. It also says the WHO-funded campaign would help avoid waste of the vaccine, as was the case in 2020 when the government destroyed nearly 20,000 expired AstraZeneca doses. Much of those doses expired due to vaccine hesitancy amid concerns of its safety and efficacy. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
More than 50 people, including women, children, and two UN peacekeepers, were killed in attacks along South Sudan's border with Sudan, officials said, the deadliest in a spate of incidents related to a boundary dispute since 2021. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
Armed young men from South Sudan's Warap state carried out the raids into the neighboring Abyei region on Saturday. Bulis Koch, the information minister for Abyei, said on Monday. Abyei is an oil-rich area that is jointly administered by South Sudan and Sudan, which have both staked claims to it. More than 60 people were wounded, Koch told Reuters. He said that the government had imposed a curfew to manage residents' fear. Koch added that hundreds of displaced civilians had sought shelter at a UN base. A Ghanaian peacekeeper and a Pakistani peacekeeper from a United Nations force were killed on consecutive days, the UN Interim Security Force for Abyei announced.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. The leader of the Church of England says Britain will undermine its standing in the world if it enacts a government plan to send some asylum seekers on a one-way trip to Rwanda. Members of the Lords on Monday began debating the government's Safety of Rwanda bill, which is designed to overcome a legal block on a plan to send migrants to the East African country. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.